Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. After allegedly running a red light in 29 Palms, a man was arrested on suspicion of DUI and challenging deputies to a fight. According to County Sheriff's deputies, Brant Sherman, 38, was stopped after running a traffic light on 29 Palms Highway near El Sol at around 6:30 p.m. on Monday. Deputies report that after being stopped, Sherman challenged deputies to a fight, and they were forced to physically restrain him at the scene. Brant Sherman was arrested for suspicion of resisting arrest and a felony parole violation. Deputies say the San Bernardino County District Attorney recommended additional charges related to driving under the influence. Sherman is being held at the West Valley Detention Center without bail. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and April 24th, yesterday, was Denim Day. Reporter Hillary Sloan spent the 24th at Yucca Valley High School with Partners Against Violence, who set up a booth and, with help and initiative from the students, brought awareness of sexual violence and how to combat it to the student body. Here is Hillary Sloan with her account of the day.
I spent lunchtime on the 24th at the Yucca Valley High School with Partners Against Violence and students taking their lunch hour to help spread the word to fellow classmates about sexual violence. Partners' mission is to provide support to survivors of violent crime, their families, and communities. They offer a hotline, counseling, advocacy, therapy, and education at no cost to those affected by sexual assault and other forms of violence. At this particular event, Partners set up a booth in the quad, hung with jeans bearing colorful messages of supports to victims like, "You're okay, it's not your fault, and we support you." The Associated Student Body designed and produced a beautiful teal t-shirt with the Partners Against Violence logo on the front and the words, "No does not mean convince me," on the back. The proceeds from the shirts will go to pay for the students' prom day.
I am so incredibly proud of the group of ASB students that took on this student-led event to raise awareness on their campus. They worked really hard and with passion to make this national campaign a local success. Well done.
That was Gina Pliss, a community outreach specialist with Partners Against Violence. Denim Day began in April of 1999 when the executive director of Peace Over Violence, Patty Giggins, heard about a young girl who was a victim of violence. Her assailant was released after a conviction when the judge overseeing the appeal justified his decision by saying the young woman's jeans were too tight and she had to have helped him. Denim Day has now become an international day of action and awareness. People are encouraged to wear denim to combat victim blaming and educate others about sexual violence. After lunch, the students returned to class and the day went as usual. It left me a heartwarming feeling that change is possible, and I have experienced the dedication of both advocates and students to take the work of awareness to the next level. For more on this story, go to Z1077FM.com. For Z1077, this is reporter Hillary Sloan.
Earth Day was officially on Monday, but the entire week is a celebration of our planetary home. In recognition, Black Cactus Co-working is hosting an arts walk tomorrow. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
While some may dream of life on Mars, Earth is still the only home we've got, if we can keep it. In honor of Earth Day, Black Cactus Co-working is hosting the Adobe Mara Arts Walk on Friday, April 26th. With the theme Sustainability Meets Art, the free event is designed to draw connections between the desert community, local artists, and our increasingly fragile environment. The three-hour event begins at 5:30 p.m. at Black Cactus Co-working and continues at various locations throughout 29 Palms. Attendees can actively paint and sip, enjoy libations while exploring artistic expression. There will also be a Zip Grow demonstration to show how to grow food vertically and sustainably. Other activities include live entertainment from local musicians, food and craft vendors, and an outdoor screening of The Lorax. For more info and to register, look for the link in this story at Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
The town of Yucca Valley Recreation Department has great activities and plans for the rest of spring and summer and beyond. On this week's Up Close Show, Recreation Supervisors Clayton Reardon and Jacob Kuzmerick will join host Gary Dignot to tell us all about the town's plans for aquatics, events, public art, sports, and wellness. Find out about what's going on and coming up in Yucca Valley on the Z1077 Up Close Show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Copper Mountain College's Career and Technical Education Advisory Committee is sponsoring an all-day trauma-informed education and ethics conference free of charge tomorrow. Everyone is invited. Reporter Hillary Sloan rejoins us to discuss this event.
The Fighting Cacti Trauma Conference, a rich tapestry of learning experiences, will be held at Copper Mountain College, 6162 Rotary Way in Joshua Tree on April 26th. Kickoff breakfast begins at 8:30, and keynote speaker Franco Heche will join remotely. There is a $20 charge for this session only. The conference runs from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. The sessions begin with art and trauma, which will ignite your creativity. They continue with trauma in the classroom, communication skills, ethical and global inequality, veterans and trauma, mindfulness and well-being practices, including yoga, meditation, breathwork, dance, and music. The latter session will be on nurturing resilience in kids and trauma-informed care. At 4 p.m., there is a student art gallery opening, and the closing event at 6:30 p.m. is a sacred fire ceremony with Joshua Tree Exotic Dance. Come to one or all. Everyone is welcome. To sign up, go to cmccd.edu/hugging-the-cactus. For Z1077, this is reporter Hillary Sloan.
And finally, Thought Theater will be bringing a unique event to the Morongo Basin this weekend, combining the creative process into the healing process. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas tells you how to secure your seat to this informative entertainment event.
Thought Theater will be hosting Surviving and Thriving, Creativity After and During Illness as a free community event made possible by a grant from the Public Art Advisory Committee of 29 Palms, exploring the role of creativity in healing after and during illness, covering such topics as creating awareness of the importance of health care and maintenance, the role of early detection, how creativity can assist the healing process, and the importance of a strong support system. Resources will be available to those experiencing illness as well as their caregivers. Featured performers at the event include Lisa and Paul, Mary Hunter and Tom Merrick, and Paul Mackley. Representatives from the Department of Behavioral Health San Bernardino County will be available to answer questions and provide information on health and wellness resources. The free event will be held Saturday, April 27th at 3:30 at the 29 Palms Art Gallery and Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. at the Wonder Valley Community Center. Reporting for Z1077, this is Arts and Entertainment Reporter Charlie Thomas.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.